And as we wait for that sound to dissipate, I recognize in myself an impatience to start. And so I'm just bringing that impatience into conscious intention. And I notice how at the beginning of lockdown I really enjoyed the sense of slowing down, of taking time to pay attention to what I might have otherwise termed smaller things. And how now I've already got back to the sense of I should be doing anything other than whatever it is I am actually doing. And so I breathe into that knowing about myself. And I choose to come back to the sense of breath, of listening to the rain on my conservatory roof, to the constant ringing in my ears that I have, and I allow myself to settle into my body and the chair. I feel a sense of cushion under my chair, under my legs, and I breathe into a sense of letting go, actually being present, actually arriving, bringing my intention to keep on coming back. And I'm saying that rather than to be present, because for me it is about a keeping on coming back from where I connect and then run off. And so I just feel my feet on the floor again, be aware of the temperature and texture of my hands, be aware of my wish for a magic wand to make everything as I would like it. Have an answer to all the questions I have running around my head. And I come back to breath. And invite you to take 3 conscious breaths, seeing if you can feel the air flow right into the lungs and out again. And the thoughts that come to me today have been around choosing life. And So a colleague who had been on a course told they were told to choose happiness. Personally, I don't think you can choose happiness. It may not be what you're given. And that reminds me of the words of a song, maybe the things we wish for are not the things we need. What we need is what we are given, even the desert grows a seed. And so in three conscious breaths, I just invite you to breathe into what you are given this morning. Whatever that is that you feel you have. And for me, the sense of fight that goes out of breathing into what I'm given. And the sense that I don't have to always have that, but it's what I have for now. And fighting it is really pointless and counterproductive. So I'm breathing into my different parts of my body. And firstly, I'm just connecting to my coccyx. And making a connection with whatever it is that I sense there. And breathing. Three conscious breaths. And then I'm moving up to the Hara, which is like three fingers below the navel. And I'm just taking three conscious breaths into that place. And then moving to the solar plexus, just at the apex of the ribs, the bottom of the sternum. And three conscious breaths. And allow yourself to receive any thoughts or images that come with that breath. Moving up to the center of the sternum, between the breasts. And taking three conscious breaths there. See if in that taking a breath you have any sense of a texture of that area of you, or any other, whether it's color or feeling. And then move up to your throat, to your larynx. And take three conscious breaths. And the thought that came to me there was, what will it take for you to allow yourself to have a real voice? To really be heard. But first of all, to be really heard by yourself. And then moving up to the forehead, a place where we often create tension and frown. See if you can breathe into that space and allow that space. Allow a loosening of our really constricted way of thinking. And then come up to the crown chakra, the top of your head. Again, an area where we create a lot of mental pressure. And also I'm noticing that I completely disappeared off on that last one. I'm just bringing myself back gently. Take three conscious breaths into that opening. For me, this is about an opening to whatever we think of as being truth, spirit, essence. And taking your awareness above the head. First of all, just allow yourself to be conscious of the area just an inch or so around the body. And then slowly taking your awareness out, connecting with each other, connecting with anyone you care about and want to offer love or healing or light, support, and being aware of the others of our group who can't be here, especially Helen. She goes back to work with a stressful situation. Reconnect to your heart. Reconnect to your hands and your feet. Reconnect to the floor and your breath.